This year marks the centennial of the birth of the prominent jazz arranger and composer Gil Evans. He started writing for big bands in the 1940s. He helped organize Miles Davis's Birth of the Cool sessions and then arranged Miles's celebrated orchestra albums like Sketches of Spain. Evans also had his own big bands that went electric in the 70s and 80s. Gil Evans died in 1991, but some of his rare music has been newly recorded. Our critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Gil Evans's composition Punjab, previously known only by reputation. His early 60s band used to rehearse it, but never made a good recording. This new version's from the album Centennial, newly discovered works of Gil Evans, led by Evans scholar and fan Ryan Truesdell. These rarities date from the mid-1940s to the mid-60s. Even the music Gil Evans wrote for swing bands was sleek and airy. A godfather of cool jazz, he could make dissonance sound pretty, vanilla chords sound exotic, and a big band seemed to float. This is a 1950 tune he wrote for Tommy Dorsey, Dancing on a Great Big Rainbow. Ryan Truesdell's 14-piece orchestra with Donnie McCaslin on tenor saxophone and Lewis Nash on drums. Truesdell's research turned up unheard Gil Evans scores, revised versions of a couple of pieces he'd already recorded, and one arrangement that looks forward to his collaborations with Miles Davis. A setting of Delibes' pop classic, The Maids of Cadiz, dates from 1950, 7 years before the hushed version on Miles Ahead. Greg Gisbert on trumpet. Other soloists on the session include Steve Wilson on alto sax, Frank Kimbrough on piano, and Joe Locke on vibes. The album Centennial also features three fine singers. Given the current crop of cooing, low-key jazz vocalists, these Gil Evans revivals are perfectly timed. He'd arranged the torch song Smoking My Sad Cigarette for the emotive singer Lucy Reed in 1957, though she didn't record it. Kate McGarry's approach is suitably smoldering. I love that sustained piccolo note behind her, which is in the original score. The sound of a smoke alarm, decades too early.
Seems like someone knocking. Can you stop? You're rocking. But it's just the window blind. The night is haunted. When you are wanted, your heart goes out of its mind. Looking out the window, smoking my
Gil Evans wrote such transparent, quietly lovely harmonies, he was a natural for showcasing singers. The cooler, the better. In the 60s, he arranged Look to the Rainbow from the show Finian's Rainbow for the cool Brazilian Astrid Gilberto, who recorded a bare-bones version instead. On the remake, Luciana Souza crosses Gilberto with her one-time teacher, Dominique Eade. The singing's lovely, but check out those backgrounds. In this case, the reboot beats the original. It's more richly textured, instrumentally and vocally. Gil Evans's orchestral music was about more than the notes on the page. He was proactive in the studio, coaxing the musicians along and changing details on the fly. As with other jazz composers whose music survives them, this revival band can sound a little less vivid than the real thing, maybe because these players hadn't lived with the music long. So, you wouldn't want to pick up Centennial before Evans' own Out of the Cool or the individualism of Gil Evans or Miles Davis's Sketches of Spain or Porgy and Bess. But it's the next best thing to a classic Gil Evans record.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed the newly discovered works of Gil Evans by the Ryan Truesdell Orchestra. They'll perform Gil Evans' music at the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island this Sunday. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, and Yowei Shaw. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.